Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy
they bring to me.
How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good evening. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as we get into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come and open our hearts and minds to be receptive, Father, so that we can learn and receive the true knowledge and the wisdom of this your word, Father, so that we can be better to help others to come out of darkness and into the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, be with us throughout this study, and I'm asking this all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we're going to be this evening in the last chapter of 2 Timothy. Chapter 4. It's a short chapter with 22 verses. A lot of them are still short. And we'll see what the Lord has got for us. So as we get started here, in verse 1, he says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. 3, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they reap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Now, four. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall discern unto faith. We see a lot of this happening today. Mankind has really walked a long way off from our Lord and Savior. And he's done it through a lot of our churches. Pardon me just a moment. There's something about my throat a little bit. But anyway, now, he's talking about preach the word. Preaching is the God-ordained means to prevent defection from the truth. Teachers who appear appealing to itching ears, they tell people what they want to hear and not what they need to hear. And thus, both shall be turned unto fables, which actually means myths or legends. We have a lot of people today that, yes, come Sunday, they're going to go to church. But they go to listen to stories, not the Word of God. Because when it comes down to really the Word of God, they don't want to hear it. Because the Word tells them not to do something, and that's exactly what they want to do. I'm going to give you a couple of examples here about the Word. As we came through 1 Timothy, we read there and studied about women. They're told how to dress and also they're told that God did not call them to pastor a church or to teach over a man. No, God wouldn't do that. We got so many women preachers out here. No, God didn't tell them that. We're just making things up. And, you know, but when you look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, and we'll start with verse 9. In like manner also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, so which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Right, he goes on telling us why for Adam was first born, and then Eve, and it goes on with it. But then too, you see, pardon me, he didn't stop just there telling that woman what not to do. She told in the 14th chapter that really she should. She shouldn't cut her hair. And she told why. I'm not going into that because it takes your life. But you can read chapter 14 for yourself and your family. But he does show also that in the 14th chapter, verse 33, for God is not, pardon me, the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. Not one or two, or some of them, but in all churches of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the church, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home. For it is a shame for women to speak in the church. How can she pastor a church without speaking? Because you see, that's what he's talking about. He's not talking about her coming into a building and not speaking to people to greet them or anything that way. He's talking about them getting up, raising up to speak. Now, but you see, men, because they are afraid of the ladies, especially husbands. Most all of your, what we would call large churches, they don't have just one pastor their main pastor is a husband and his wife. Both claim to be pastors for that church. If you think I'm lying, watch Channel Star on TV and look at the pastors there. Just about every one of them, their wives are pastors. God does not tell them in one place not to do it and then tell them somewhere else they can. You cannot find nowhere in this Holy Bible where God has told a woman that she could be a pastor. Nowhere. She's told she can prophesy, yes. But that's to be done to those that she comes in contact with. She is to share the gospel. You see, there is a right way and a wrong way for everything. God has a work for her, and he's told her what that work is. But they don't want to stick to that. They don't want to stick to teaching the ladies and the children. They want to run everything. That is not God's way. And one day they're going to stand before him and find it out. But then it's going to be too late for them, for those that have agreed with them and sat under them, and their husbands and all, is going to find out just how wrong it has been. Now, just as he said here, when we don't preach the truth, then we turn a lot of things into fables and legends. God wants the truth of his word spoken at all times. Fact. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 6. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now Paul knows that he is about ready to go home to be with the Lord. He may not here know exactly when or how, but he knows it's getting close. Just as we today, as we look around us and see the things that are going on and the things that even within our government, that those that are sitting in offices that are full of evil and that has brought a lot of this evil upon us and our land, we can see and know that the Lord's coming for his church is not as far off as what mankind would like to believe. And you may think that you know so much, but the main thing is, what you know, does it line up with the word of Almighty God, or is it lining up with what others want you to believe? And you find out that it is contrary to the word of God. Now, when you see, if that was so, then there'd be a lot of this Word of God that you and I could not accept and believe. We wouldn't know what to believe in if we looked at things that way. And that's why a lot of our churches has grown weak and away from God. Now, you're in fast, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. 6, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. 8, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Are you really looking forward to his appearing and looking forward to it with joy in your heart? And are you walking with him daily? Or are you doing things your own way? You see, a lot of us, we think that we walk with him because we may spend 10 or 15 minutes in his word, or we may talk to one or two about him, but then the rest of the day is spent in the things of this world to get us what we want. When we need to be working to lay up our treasures and our rewards in the kingdom of Almighty God. He's talking here in 5-8, do the work of an evangelist. Paul commanded Timothy to fully discharge his evangelistic ministry by preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. Evangelism is viewed by the New Testament writers as an essential path of the New Testament church. Now, you see, that means that we share the gospel with everyone that we possibly can, in every way that we can. Now, 9, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. 10, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica. Sentient to Galatia, and Titus unto Dalmatia. 11, only Luke is with me. Take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. 12, and Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus. 13, the pope that I left at Troas this harvest, when thou comest, bring with thee and the books, but especially the parchments. Paul makes three personal requests. He asked Timothy to come soon and to bring along Mark, because he is profitable, which lets us know that the disagreement between Barnabas and Paul over John Mark has been rectified. And he's to bring his folks. Apparently, Paul had been arrested suddenly without a chance to take his personal belongings with him. And the books and parchments refer to Paul's personal copies of the Old Testament book and the New Testament manuscripts that he's wanting brought to him. All right. 14. Alexander the coppersmith did meet Plotino. The Lord reward him according to his works. And we know, and you see, that's why we forgive people. Because we don't hold grudges. We don't try to get even for things that they have done against us. The Lord tells us that's his word. 15. Of whom be thou aware also, for he has greatly withstood our words. 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. 18. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, for whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. No man, Paul was saying, stood with me, but all men forsook me. He's being left on his own by mankind. But it goes on to say, does not mean that no one cared for the apostle, but that in his final hours, he realized that only the Lord stood with him, despite his impending execution. Paul was convinced that the Lord will preserve him unto his heavenly kingdom. Now, we all know that our family and our friends can leave, and all, even our church family can leave. But if we are a born-again child of the living God, we are not alone, because we have the Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God with us. They are with us at all times, watching over us. Now, we're never alone when we are his children. 19. This is a final greeting here in this second letter to Timothy. Salute Priscilla and Aquila, and the household of Osiris. Erastus abode at Corinth. The Trophimus that I left at Miletus, sick. Do thy diligence to come before winter. He you built Eulus greeteth thee, and Prudent, and Linus, and Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord Jesus Christ be with thy spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. We have now come to the end of this second epistle to Timothy. God willing, we'll be going in to the epistle of Titus. In the morning, we'll be dealing with that. All right. I pray and hope that all have gotten something from this study. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, as I close your word, we thank you for your word. I thank you for the Lord Jesus for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray for Israel and this land of ours that we both, Father, have peace and that we have leaders, Father, that all will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior and as their Messiah and work with us to put our government back upon the foundation which it was founded, and that being your word in the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for all of those who are part of this ministry and those that have listened to this ministry. I pray that, Father, they have all gotten things out of it to help them move closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, to you. And that they have learned and received more strength and power. That they've grown in faith to where they can reach out to others to be of help, to help them from darkness to light, and that light through Jesus. And I'm asking you to be with all of them and their families and my family, Father, my wife's family, my family. Because we all have family members, Father, that are not living rightly. May the Holy Spirit work with us. And may He be able to reach us and guide them to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ so that none be lost and all can be working through the Lord Jesus Christ. For you, Father, doing the things you would have him to do and make heaven to offend. Now, Father, as we separate, be with us through this night. Keep us, Father. Heal and in health. and keep us safe. Through the night, Father, and bring us all back together again in the morning at 10 a.m. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, all. Have a good night. Thank you.